Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. This is KEUL FM 88.9 Girdwood, serving Turnagain Arm. Our phone number is Ski City. That's 754-2489. I'm Karen, and in the studio today, we have a special guest. This is Laura Oden from Anchorage. She is a singer-songwriter. She's brought her guitar with her, and she's going to play some music for us, and we're going to get a chance to chat with her as well. Welcome to the station, Laura.
Hi, Karen. Thank you.
Thanks for having me down here. Thanks for braving the storm today and driving the highway.
There's nothing.
Yeah. It's actually quite beautiful in Girdwood with the snow falling down, quite sloppy out on the highway. Well, Laura, why don't we go ahead and start with a song? What are you going to play for us?
Sure. I think I'm going to start out with Love Finds, which is on my CD.
Time unfolds and opens new roads, and like an unfamiliar guest, you don't get to know the rest. La da da. Finds its own way. Love will find you. Love will find you. Love will find you anyway. You told me that you're stuck in time, but time just flies on by. You have to open your eyes, 'cause love just heals and time just flies, and love just heals and time just flies on by.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
That actually is my favorite track on the new album, Alchemy. And so how nice that you started with that one. It's got some beautiful imagery in it.
Thank you.
So your new album, Alchemy, came out earlier this year. Do you want to tell us how did that all come about? And this is your first album?
This is my first album. I guess, like a lot of artists, these things come together in a somewhat mysterious way. Sometimes you don't really plan on doing a big project like this, and it sort of happens despite you. And that's kind of what happened in this case.
So have you been writing songs for quite a few years, and things all just sort of came together recently to collect them on an album?
Well, I actually took a really long hiatus from music about 17 or 18 years ago, maybe 20, I'm not exactly sure. I played in a duo called the Pagan Cowgirls. And we played around Anchorage for a few years, and then my singing partner went back to England, and I had a baby and kind of went down that road for a really long time. And I really couldn't play music during that time. It was sort of a little bit lost, and I didn't ever think I would get back to music. And then a few years ago, it sort of came back unexpectedly, and it just flooded out. And so I really have been playing music a lot in the last 3 years.
Wow.
So this CD is really a culmination of just that last three-year span. And I don't have any songs from the early years, but I think on the next CD I'll probably capture a couple of them.
And on this album, it's not just you. It looks like you have some great local musicians as guests on playing with you.
Ooh, there's a lot of talent on that CD.
Yeah.
Holy moly, I could not believe that all those people were going to come together and be on my album. I met a lot of people through that album, and it was great working with them. But yeah, Evan Phillips produced it, and Ken Cease was recorded in his studio. So both of them were very integral to the recording process, and they were both really wonderful to work with. The Twisted Penguin studio is sort of right around the corner from my house, so it's kind of ideal to skip over there and do some recording. Yeah.
Oh, that's convenient. Yeah, the liner notes read kind of like a who's who on the music scene in Anchorage these days. Evan Phillips, of course, you mentioned, but you got Marty Severin.
Yes.
On bass, and Aaron Benolkin.
Yes.
And I don't know Brandon Coburn.
Brandon Cockburn, he's on all of the songs. I think maybe there might be one or two he didn't play drums on. But he's somebody that I've been playing with at these shows at the Taproot. So he'll be playing drums on Friday when we play there.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, tell us about that show since that came up.
Well, the Taproot show, this is the second big Taproot show I've done, so I'm pretty excited about it. Liana Liukina is going to play a song with me on violin, and she's a beautiful fiddle player. And for any of those people out there who may remember Buzz Schwall, who was the puppet maker in Anchorage who just passed away in September, we're going to have a surprise. Well, not a surprise, because I'm telling you. It's a guest appearance from some of the puppets. So that'll be happening in the show. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Well, you have another song you'd like to play for us?
Sure. Sure. What was I going to play? I kind of all of a sudden forgot. Oh, I know what I was going to play. Okay. This is a new song. This song is called Sweetly Entwined. It's not on the CD. Thing that has ever happened to you, but from your narrow tunnel you have made me steel blue. But you and I are sweetly entwined, this you cannot deny. We've known each other for a lifetime, so don't make me bleed. Don't let me bleed.
you cannot deny. You've known each other for a lifetime, so don't let me bleed.
Wow, that was great. Tell me again the name of that one.
That one is Sweetly Entwined.
And that's a new song, you said?
That is a new song.
So if you're already writing new songs and your album just came out a few months ago.
I think the second album is already done. I've got
really?
All the songs.
So you do plan on continuing to put tracks down and make a new album?
I think that's what we're supposed to do, right? Just finish up this one, promote it, and then make a new one.
Go for it, yeah. Well, you mentioned that you were involved in music quite a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When did you first pick up the guitar, and when did you first start singing? Or did you play other instruments as a youngster in school, or how did your music life begin, musical life?
I did grow up in a very, very musical family. My dad played piano while we were cooking dinner every night, and we were all forced to take piano lessons when we were growing up. And when we joined the family every summer for holidays, we'd all sit around and jam, and somebody would be playing piano, and somebody would play guitar, and somebody would pick up an accordion, and somebody would play banjo. And so there was a lot of that going on in the family. In the face of all of that talent, because there was a phenomenal amount of talent in my family, I didn't really go down that road because it seemed sort of silly for me to go down something that didn't seem like anything that I was particularly good at. So I didn't really play a lot of music until I got to Alaska, and that was 20 years ago, and sort of stumbled on playing music with my friend Isabel. Isabel Kimberly, and we formed the Pagan Cowgirls, and we did sort of the same thing. We just found ourselves suddenly writing a lot of songs unexpectedly, and then there wasn't a lot of duos, female duos playing, and so we got a lot of gigs that way. And we added one more person to our group, Tina Scott, and so we kind of became a threesome once it came toward the end. And then when Isabel went back to England, she continued to do music, and she still plays. But I just didn't play for about 15 years. So I have a lot of catching up to do.
Yes, yes. Well, you've done a marvelous job. You've got this great album out called Alchemy, 10 songs on Alchemy. You say you've already got songs ready to go for the next one. So will people be hearing a little bit of both at your show, I assume, on Friday?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're going to play all the songs on that album and then, another 10-ish, whatever fits into the time frame.
Yeah. And you said that, is it Sophie Street or Sophia Street that is opening for you on
Sophia.
Friday? Sophia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, who, by the way, was voted best local singer-songwriter, or best new singer-songwriter. I'm not exactly sure what the title was, but she got a nice Anchorage Press Award this year.
Oh, nice.
It's always very satisfying to get those. She totally deserves it. She writes fantastic music, and she's absolutely adorable. And she's just taken the town by storm.
Great.
And she deserves all the credit she gets because she's wonderful.
So she's based in Anchorage now, mm-hmm. but originally from the peninsula?
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. That should be a really fun show. Mm-hmm. Lots of great people coming together to make music. Have you got another song for us?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see. While I'm capoed down here, let me just tune for a second because that last one, I hate to tune while you're on the... If I could tell a joke while I was tuning, I would. Unfortunately, I'm not quite that talented.
No worries. I think everyone will be appreciative.
I think having it tuned will...
that it's tuned.
...will work out better for everyone.
Yeah.
That last song I play a little bit hard on it. I got it off. Okay, there we go. I'll slow it down just a little bit here. This song is really about my daughter when I saw her sleeping one day. It's called You Still. You still sleep like a baby. Watched you a thousand times, sleeping the world behind, sleeping the world behind. Cause I can't watch you and I can't see. Cause I can't watch you and I won't see you drink up life this way much more. That's
gorgeous. Thank you.
What's fun about that song is there's a bunch of these songs that they sound so different if it's just me playing them versus the band versus the recording. And I love the recording on that song. Evan just absolutely went to town on that song, and it's so beautiful. But it's really different than the way I play it, so I almost feel like I get two songs out of it.
Right.
And he's got some really nice stuff on the background on that song, and he kind of rearranged it a little bit, so it has this really beautiful sort of indie flow about it that I love.
Wonderful.
But I like playing it straight, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on Friday for your show, I imagine with all of your guests, will you get a chance to play some songs just solo by yourself as well? Or are you going to invite them to play with you on all of them?
Well, you know, as long as I got those incredible musicians with me, I do not want to waste their time. I am going to make them play.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's just a huge treat to play with Brandon and Jared. And Kevin and I play a lot as a duo in mm-hmm. town. And he's sort of like my right arm, you know. I really mm-hmm. rely on him a lot. But then having Jared Woods and Brandon play, it's just a huge honor because they're really, really talented.
Yeah.
So I have to buck up and pretend like I know what I'm doing.
What a treat. Well, you are involved with something called the Anchorage Music Co-op. Would you tell us all about that project and how you got involved with that?
Oh, Anchorage Music Co-op is very close to my heart. We started it, we just finished our second season, so we're just gearing up for season 3 now, starting in January. And, you know, I've always been enamored with the notion of co-ops. I just think it's such a great idea to have a group of people that are come together for, you know, the benefit of the group itself. And that's really what a co-op is. You get what you put into it. And once we started, I started it with Lonnie Gransberry, and he had started this, you know, kind of related organization called Music Venue Partnership. And his idea was really to make a new link or a better link or facilitate venues and musicians, because there's so many musicians who don't have enough to play. And of course it's difficult to get stage time. And so he was trying to make that happen. And then it sort of morphed into a co-op. And we started Without North, and we did shows there. We did, like, I think we did 10 shows the first year. And we really just had this phenomenal talent base that came forward to play these shows. And so the second year we moved over to the Quonset Hut, which I don't know if you guys have been to the Quonset Hut, but if you haven't been to the Quonset Hut, you've got to go to the Quonset Hut. It's at Fiore d'Italia, which is a restaurant in Anchorage. It's one of the oldest restaurants in Anchorage. It used to be called the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. So if I talk to people around town, they're like, oh, yeah, my
tucked
parents
away.
Used to take me there.
That's tucked away back in the neighborhood back in Spinard.
It's in Spinard, yeah. And the old Quonset Hut, the original Quonset Hut, is there. And the old bar that was alive and well and active in the 50s. And if you talk to the owner, Old Bear, he will tell you all kinds of stories about who was there and the history of that place. It's a really interesting history. So it's super cool to be doing these really, you know, groovy little, you know, singer-songwriter-y shows in the middle of this, like, total Alaskana, you know. Plus, of course, you can get a drink, which is why we went there. Music is so much better with wine.
That's great. So I have been through there. I've seen it from the outside. I've never been in. Is it the Quonset Hut itself? I'm picturing must just be a listening room, and you can get your drinks and bring them in. And
well, actually, the bar is there.
It's
the
right
bar
in there.
Is right
oh,
in
okay.
the Quonset Hut, and we can only fit about 40 people in there, so mm-hmm. it does get tight. But it also makes for this really intimate setting for listening. And in fact, going back to the music co-op, why we started the music co-op and why we started doing these shows was because we really didn't feel like there was, at the time, a good listening room in town. I think there's more of that now. But at the time, there was really just almost nothing. And of course, as an artist, it's so important to have a place where you can connect with your audience. You know they're hearing you, they're listening to your words. That's just such an integral part of the whole performance and understanding how to write and what works and what doesn't work. And you just can't write music without having a listening audience at some point. Bars are great. You certainly want to play there, but you need to have the variety.
Right.
And so that's kind of how we started it. And all of our shows have been listened to. Everybody seems to really like them. Sometimes they're packed and sometimes they're not. But we've had a really nice variety of musicians step forward. And now this year, as we're done with the second season, I know for sure we have some really cool stuff that's coming up next year. Probably a little premature for me to say exactly what it is, but definitely cool stuff coming down the pike. And of course, the Under 21 open mic, which has been a huge hit at the Middleway Cafe on the last Friday of every month. And these kids, they bring their grandparents and their parents and their friends and their neighbors, and they just bowl everybody over with their talent.
You know, I just got wind of that recently. One of my friend's kids plays at the Under 21 open mic, and I thought, wow, what a great idea. And then to find out that that's part of what Anchorage Music Co-op is doing, I mean, it's just so nice that somebody is providing a venue for these kids to get this the experience of playing in front of an audience.
Well, exactly. And the Music Co-op really is intended to build those bridges so that each person, wherever they're at, can walk themselves to the next level. And everybody needs to grow to the next level. There isn't anybody in Anchorage that doesn't have to get to the next level. I think about all that this town has done to struggle to get good musicians here. And a lot of people talk about it. There isn't a big enough house, and they get up here and there isn't enough places for them to go. So these musicians that come up here, they're already bending over backwards to do a tour in Alaska. And then what we need to do from our end is brew those talented individuals that can support them by opening for their show and support them in other ways. And you don't do that unless you start when they're little and you give them places to perform. It just doesn't happen.
And tell us again when the Under 21 open mic happens.
The Under 21 open mic has been the last Friday of the month. And now we've sort of shut down for November and December because that's what we do every year. Mm-hmm. We plan mm-hmm. in November and December, and then we'll launch again in January. It could be because that has been a really popular event that we come back and do it more frequently than once a month. But for sure, right now, you can count on January, the last Friday of January, 5 to 7 at the Middleway Cafe. And they stay open a little bit late for us, and it's just a really awesome environment. They have provided a great place for us to play.
So if people wanted to find out more about that or about the Anchorage Music Co-op, how would they do that? Do you have a Facebook page?
AnchorageMusic.org.
Oh, you've got a website?
AnchorageMusic.org. Okay. Can I say it three times? AnchorageMusic.org. I always say it three times when I'm hosting a show. Go to that. There's a Facebook page, which tells us about all our activities. But there's also a Facebook group, which is a little more leaning towards musicians. So the page is a little toward audience. The group is a little toward musicians, but they overlap a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being involved in a project like that and helping out our music community in that way.
It's my pleasure.
Would you like to play another song for us?
I would love to play another song.
We'd love to hear another song.
Let me keep on playing.
Yes.
I love it. I'm going to play another new song. If I can. The song is called Kenai Moon. You left too soon.
witch's tea. Cause oh Lord, please Lord, don't make me resist. Oh Lord, please Lord, cause I've already been cast. Soon, you got me closer to the life I need. Say goodbye to the lingering night sky. And I will not forget to color outside the lines. Cause oh Lord, please Lord, don't make me resist. Oh Lord, please Lord, cause I've been drowned by your lips. You have slowed time to a bubbling fist. Oh Lord, please Lord, resist. Oh Lord, please Lord, cause I've already been cast.
Thank you. That one you said is called Kenai Moon.
That one is called Kenai Moon.
I don't see that on here, so that must
be a new
one.
That's also a new one.
Another new one. We've been talking today with Laura Oden. She is a singer-songwriter from Anchorage, and her album came out earlier this spring. It's called Alchemy. She's playing this Friday night at the Taproot.
Yeah. I should probably say my website, huh?
Yes.
Just go to lauraoden.com. It'll take you to the music co-op. It'll take you to the Facebook pages. You can go. All roads lead to something. Laura Oden. I think I said that backwards.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming down today, Laura, and playing for us and sharing your music with us. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. I look forward to doing it again sometime.
All right, thanks. You are tuned to listener-supported Glacier City Radio, KEUL FM 88.9 Girdwood, serving Turnagain Arm. Our phone number is Ski City. That's 754-2489. My name is Karen, and I'm happy to be with you this afternoon, getting to listen to the sounds of Laura Oden live in the studio, and we'll get back to some recorded music coming up next. And again, a thank you to Laura for being here today. Let's see what I've got for you. I've got a little bit of music from Anais Mitchell.